Alessia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Pains of Growing, the new album. I was checking it out last night and see my daughter. She's 7 years old. She's in the room. She hears your voice. And she's like, I know that voice. She's a huge fan of Moana. So right away, her face lights up and she's like, that sounds great. And I'm like, it is great. Good stuff.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's so funny. That song is just something that I could have never imagined. And it's so funny when little kids come up to me and only know me from that, and some kids think that I am Moana, which is even funnier, and I feel bad to say that I'm not, but yeah, it's so sweet. I love that, like, I was part of that.
It's good. Yeah, three years between albums. Did that give you a little, was it added pressure taking that amount of time?
I mean, not really. I guess, I mean, there is like a whole second album stigma/pressure that people try to make you feel, but right. I don't know, I just felt like this album was something I needed to do for me, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself, because I feel like it just wouldn't have been a good album if I did do that.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. And so what I'm hearing is all of these songs are you. No co-writers.
Yeah, no co-writers, which is like crazy, because you know, on the first album I had a writing partner, and I mean, yeah, I never would have thought that I'd be able to do this so early on in my career, especially in the pop world. Like, you know, the fact that I was allowed to do that and given the freedom and liberty to just write on my own is really awesome.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Now, I was checking out some of the songs of Out of Love, and I'm reading a little bit of a story about that. A friend of yours came to you and said, can you write a song for me?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I was just with him one day, and we were just with a bunch of our friends and a bunch of people, and he was like, hey, like, just a side note, randomly one day, he was like, hey, can you write a song for me? And I was like, okay, sure, what do you want me to write about? And he's like, can you just write about, or ask, like, asking somebody the question of when they fell out of love with you? I was like, man, okay, and he wouldn't tell me why. And I later found out it was because he was going through that, but he didn't know how to say it. And so one day, I don't know, I was in the studio, and that idea came into my mind, and I was like, let me just write this song for him and see what happens. And it was ended up being one of my favorite songs on the album and one of the most natural, supernatural, I should say, processes, because we wrote it so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know, it seems to be a favorite too on the album, which is awesome. It's just one of those things that happened so naturally, and he was really happy with it, and he actually got back together with the person that he was talking about.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I guess it's a
Nice. Hey, of course, you know, you open this box of worms now, possibly. Like, wait, maybe she can write a song for me. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork.
I know, it's like Pandora's box.
Right.
I'm just going to have to make a full album that's about...
Crazy, man. Good stuff. Hey, so what's in the works for a tour?
I'm still figuring out the right, like, routing of everything and where we're going to go, when, but definitely touring for a better part of next year.
Take off December. This is the holiday season. You want to have some fun with the family.
Exactly, yeah. I'm definitely going to do that, and then right into rehearsals, probably January, so we'll see.
Good. Now, while I'm thinking of it, too, I was having this conversation with my wife last night. You're from Canada.
Yeah.
Boxing Day. Boxing Day has been on the calendar since I've been small, and I'm like, what is that?
Boxing Day, I guess, is like our version of Black Friday, which is strange
okay.
now, because we also have Black Friday now, so we have 2 days of the year that's just chaotic and full of sales and
people acting like maniacs,
all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, we certainly look forward to seeing you when you come back to or down to little old Connecticut here, because we got a spot for you always.
Awesome. Thank you so much.